weren't flowing. We had water, though. We had water from a deep, cold well. We watered our stock, we watered our kitchen garden, and we had what was needful for drinking because of that well. Now, years later and far out on the grass prairie, I was remembering and wondering what I could do that I hadn't done. No matter which way you looked between you and anywhere else, there was 1,000 miles of grass, and the Sioux. The Sioux hadn't come upon us yet, but they were about, and every man jack of us knew it. It could be they hadn't cut our sign yet, but cut it they would, and when they did, they would come for us. We were 7 men, including the Chinese cook, in no shape to fight off a bunch of Sioux warriors if they came upon us. Scattered around the cattle, we'd be in no shape at all. "If it comes," I told them, "center on me, and we'll kill enough cattle for a fort and make a stand." Have you seen that Dakota country? It varies some, but it's likely to be flat or low rolling hills, with here and there a slough. You don't find natural places to fort. The buffalo wallows offer the best chance if there's one handy. The trouble was, if the Sioux came upon us, it would be a spot of their choosing, not ours. The buffalo chip fire had burned down to a sullen red glow by the time Tyrell rode back into camp.